Return of the Indian by Lynn Reed Banks, read by the author. Chapter 1. A Defeat. Omri emerged cautiously from the station into Hove Road. Someone with a sense of humour and a black spray can had recently added an L to the word Hove on the street sign on the corner, making it Hovel Road. Omri thought grimly that this was much more appropriate than Hove, which sounded pleasantly like somewhere by the sea. Omri would have liked to live by the sea, or indeed almost anywhere in the world rather than Hovel Road. He had done his best to understand why his parents had decided to move here from the other house in the other much nicer district. True, the new house was larger, and so was the garden, but the area was a slum. Omri's father objected strongly to Omri calling it a slum, but then he had a car. He didn't have to walk half a mile along Hovel Road to the station every day, as Omri did to get to school, and again, as now, to get home in the gloomy afternoon. It was October, and the clocks had gone back. That meant that when he came out of the station it was practically dark. Omri was only one of many children walking, playing, or hanging around in Hovel Road at this hour, but he was the only one who wore school uniform. Of course he took his blazer and tie off in the train and stuffed them into his school bag, but that still left his white shirt, black trousers and grey pullover. However he mussed them up, he still stood out among the others he had to pass through. These others all went to a local school where uniform was not required. Under other circumstances, Omri would have begged his parents to let him change schools. At least then he wouldn't have been an obvious outsider. Or maybe he would. He couldn't imagine going to school with these kids. After a term and a half of running the gauntlet of their mindless antagonism every working day, he regarded them as little better than a pack of wolves. That group waiting for him on the corner by the amusement arcade.